Wilbraham and Taylor by Simon Beswick.
Do you have to?
What?
We've been sat in this car for the last hour watching the house. Now, I know it's a rubbish job and I know that we've all got better things to do, but I've been breathing that but last night's curry fumes off you. And if you think I'm putting up with you giving me ruddy lung cancer and all, you can take a running jump.
Wow, Sarge.
Dimp it out, lad.
Hey?
Extinguish your cigarette, Detective Constable Taylor.
All right, happy now?
No, lad. That should be... Is that all right now, Detective Sergeant Wilbraham? Is there anything else I can do in order to make your lot a happier one? Not all right, happy now.
All right, Sarge. Sorry. I only wanted a smoke. That's me nutting this lark.
Get used to it, lad, if you want to be a copper. It's not all wenches and car chases. Knew it was a mistake when he started repeating the Sweeney on UK Gold.
Repeating what?
The Sweeney.
What?
Dear God Almighty, let this night end soon, Lord. That on me life.
I hope tar very much.
Don't mention it.
Yeah, I won't. Look, all right, Sarge. I'm sorry I lit up. And about having a paunch out crazy last night. And anything else I've done to annoy you.
Coming from Essex.
What?
Coming from Essex, since we're on things you've done that get on me wick.
I can't help coming from Dagenham.
Of course you ruddy can, lad. God almighty. I tuned my own leg off at the ankle before I let myself be born there.
Okay. So, where's this place?
This? One of the old mills they used to have round here. Used to be a textile city, Salford. See, same as Manchester, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Till the 60s when it dried up. My mum works in one of these. My dad was a miner up Swinton way. Till they shut pit down in the 80s. He never got over it. Miners in Swinton scabbed, you see, in the big 84 strike. He voted to strike, never felt he could hold his head up after the pit scabbed.
Your old man still alive?
Passed away in 92. Silicosis. Takes its toll working in a coal mine. My mum's still going, though. In a care home in Eccles. Forget stuff sometimes, like what she'd have for breakfast. But if it's what she did 40 years ago, she's as sharp as a knife, really is.
Hmm.
Cheer up, lad. Only another hour or so, then we can get shot of this. Buy you a pint of Altsies.
God almighty, anything but that.
What's wrong with a pint of Altsies?
What ain't?
Taste the Irwell, that is.
What, piss and the loser of last night's dogfight?
It's an acquired taste, I'll grant you that.
I'd rather acquire the Black Death. What are we doing here, anyway?
Just taking a look at Old Mill. A lot of history there.
History?
Aye, lad, history. That's about how we got to where we are now. That's important.
If you say so.
Look, some of the types you'll run across around these parts, you're better off understanding them.
What's to understand? They're scumbags, simple as that.
Oh, some are, but others, well, I mean, I remember this place how it used to be.
What, when it was all fields? Sorry, Sarge.
I mean, think it's bad now? I were around back in the 80s when it were really bad round here. Like something out of Dickens.
Who?
It were bad around here, that's what I'm saying. I remember one time we got called out in Langworthy. Barney going on somebody's lawn. We pulled up and next thing you know, half the street's out.
What, bricking the car?
No, lad, nothing like that. All trying to shop each other to us.
Seriously?
Oh aye, you meet some funny sorts in this life, I can tell you. Point is, you just remember. You never forget that could be you.
What, me? Like one of the scrapes you get around here? Give over, Sarge. Never in a month of Sundays I'd turn out like that.
You reckon, do you?
Too right. Me dad, he was a copper and all. Brought us up right. Been married to me man 30-odd years now.
Must have been pleased when you joined force then.
Pleased as punch. Me mum's got photos of me passing out at end and all over the show in the living room. Me kid's sister's pig sick. Only a couple of pictures of her graduation at uni on the mantelpiece.
You the favourite, then?
Well, you know, I turned out the way they wanted, didn't I? Respectable, steady job, all of that. Rufy's only going to be a flipping artist.
You never think if you hadn't had all that, two parents, chance of going to college and all that, you might have turned out different.
Yeah, and if me auntie had wheels, she'd be a bleeding go-kart. Some kids turn out all right, some of them turn out scum. Can't kill them off, more's a pity. So we're here to keep a lid on them, simple as that.
Well, they're knocking it all down now. Langworthy ain't like. Regeneration, they call it.
Yeah, me and the missus got our eyes on a place here. One of them urban splash type dudes.
Aye, you would. It'll be all young flashy types like you round here.
Brings money into Salford though, don't it? Thought you'd be happy.
And who'll see it? Fat cat councillors and like. Seeing how much them new gaffs cost. No folk from round here could afford that. God knows where they'll end up.
Long as it's nowhere near me, I'm not arsed. Get a better class of people into town, get all the scum out. All you can do really, problem like that. Can't change scum. Just have to move it around. What?
Taylor.
Yeah?
Have your faggin' shut up.
In Wilbraham and Taylor, Dave Lawrence played Wilbraham and Peter Law played Taylor. The piece was written and directed by Simon Beswick.